Good afternoon, the Exotic Vet. This is Emily.
Hi, Emily. My name is D2. I'm just wondering if I could ask you a question about my axolotl.
Yeah, I'll do my best.
Okay. So I've just been on the phone to the aquarium down the road from you guys where I normally pick up some food for George, our axolotl, and because he's not been eating for the last, say, 4 days.
Okay.
Should I be concerned? Because he's normally a little piggy and he enjoys his meal when he gets it. But he's been, What are your thoughts?
How is your water temperatures and have you had your water tested recently?
So we tested it on the weekend and that's exactly what the guy from the aquarium said. And he goes, test it and have the results for them because they're going to ask about that. And the temperature's always sort of around 20 degrees.
Yeah.
So we've had him since December, so we're almost 12 months in that journey, and it's the first time he's kind of, you know, refused food. In fact, he runs in the opposite direction to food at the moment.
Okay. And is this with any food item that you try? Like, have you changed it recently or anything like that?
No. So he's normally on, you know, the frozen tubey things. He's on the turtle combination and he's on the bloodworms. So,
and he's turning those up to both?
Yeah, he's been picky like my children. So, would you recommend, I try and dig up my garden, get an earthworm and dangle it in front of him and see if he's like, oh, much better. Thank you very much.
Yeah, I mean, you definitely can try. Sometimes having that live sort of food option the earthworms are good for that. Definitely worth a try. And the supplier hasn't, where you get them from, that doesn't look any different or anything like that.
Nope, certainly doesn't smell any different.
Nice.
It is. Yeah. Look, I said to Jacob from the aquarium, I'm like, I didn't even know this creature existed. My son turned up from contact with Dad with an axolotl. That's where my journey with George started. God knows who, because he'd been asking me to get a pet. We've got a dog. He doesn't even care about the dog. And I said to him, and I go, no, buddy. I go, no, no pets. I go, we've got a dog, no to birds, nothing. And I go, first, you know, take personal responsibility. We'll talk about extra animals later. One turns up with freshwater fish. The other one turns up with an axolotl.
You
know,
that was one of the most difficult.
I can't say no to animals. I didn't even like, and now George is my George because I feed him. I look after his tank and I know very little about these little creatures, except for the fact that George and Alfin talk. So when they're at that, I do. I hang out by the tank. We listen to music. I talk to him. But I'm very worried because... he's got... When my son showed me George, I'm like, he's cute. He's really ugly and interesting at the same time.
They're ugly cute. I love them as well. Oh,
they are just such a unique creature. But, you know, I've got quite a fondness for George because George and I have built a relationship now over the last 9 months. And so I talk to him. We hang out. He normally swims up to me when I'm talking to him. That's how I tell if I'm in or not. But he's just, you know, there was a time there where I'd go a couple of days and I'd just do bare minimum talking to him. So he'd get into his cave and he wouldn't hang out. And I'd really have to stand there for 15, 20 minutes and coax him. And then he'd come out and have a little swim and I'd talk to him. But he's been really an adolescent teenager, moody. And so he's not even if I talk to him, he won't even look at me anymore. So I'm just like, what's going on, man? Can you tell me how to fix this?
Has he been pooping?
I mean, I don't know. I assume so. I told you, I know nothing about these.
They do have strange sort of looking feces, and depending on your substrate in his tank, you should be able to see it.
Okay, I'll go look. I've got black polished rocks at the bottom of my tank, which generally hides a lot in the crevices. Across it when I clean it out. Do you know, where every sort of 2 weeks or 2 and a bit weeks, everything comes out, George included, and everything gets a scrubbed down and everything gets like baselined every couple of weeks. There's a high maintenance creature, man. And so I'm due to do that now. He's due to have a tank clean, but I'm just like, oh gosh. So like when I say due to, I mean like tomorrow morning.
Yeah. I guess like, look, it is really tricky. I will have a chat to my vet. I think like, you know, go ahead with the tank clean, see how it goes afterwards. When you got your water tested, did they say that anything was higher than normal or anything like that? Did they give you any indication
of anything
concerning at all?
No, everything was really good on Sunday.
And then
like I got my son to feed him on the Sunday.
Yep.
And then I tried feeding him on the Monday and he had a little bit and then he fussed and he walked off, which he does sometimes. And I'm like, I will try again a couple of hours later, and I generally do. But he wasn't interested again a few hours later. Then Tuesday, he refused bloodworms, and I nearly fell over because he never refuses bloodworms.
Yeah.
And then Wednesday,
he just... cooler?
I don't have a chiller, no.
Okay.
I don't.
It's important with these guys because they don't like the warm water. They are like a colder climate animal.
Queensland's the wrong state.
Pardon?
I said Queensland's just the wrong state to have them
absolutely.
In.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Same with people, you know, when you get the big, giant, fluffy dogs. But I digress. I will have a chat to the vet, and I'll give you a ring back just in regards to just a few of those little husbandry things. And see if he's... It is tricky without us having a look at him. I am fully booked, and my head vet, who is usually our axolotl guru, she is away for the next few weeks.
Rude. Okay.
Yeah. I'll just have a chat to my other vet, and I can give you a ring back.
Yeah, that'd be great. Thank you. I appreciate that. Have you got my number? Has it popped up on your thing?
Yeah, the one ending in 848?
Yeah, that's it.
All right, too easy. And what was your name again?
My name's Geetu, Geetu.
Wonderful.
Thank you.
Okay, too easy. Yeah, no, I'll be in contact with you this afternoon.
Okay, you're a champion. Thank you so much.
That's okay. Bye.
Okay, bye, Emily.